Every single thought I have is a seed, and it eventually turns into something. For centuries, we have used our thoughts, our mind, to create beautiful temples and buildings. We have used our minds to create advanced pieces of architecture. And we have used our thoughts to develop skills, to create art, performances. Our thoughts are capable of creating wonders in the physical world. But the soul is the thinking being. And when I make my thoughts spiritual, I am capable of creating wonders in my internal world. When I make my thoughts spiritual, I can become the curator of experience. For instance, I can look at a beautiful landscape with ordinary eyes, or I can listen to the beautiful sounds, and I can see the beautiful design, and let myself reflect on the wonder of how beautifully this earth is designed. And when I remember that this is a gorgeous stage for us to enact the drama of life, then I can begin to have an inner experience of awe, of wonder, of sacredness. When I look at my relationships and those I come in contact with on a daily basis as just ordinary beings, then my relationships will be ordinary. But if I use my thoughts to see them as spiritual beings on their own journey through time, as divine creations, as children of God, then my relationships will become deep, loving, and full of substance. My thoughts change the way I see the world. They change the view I have of everything around me. And when they are spiritual, when I see others as souls, when I remember that I am a child of God, when I remember that this is a wonderful theater of life, I can transform the ordinary scenes into magical ones. And I can begin to create spiritual experiences with each thought I think. I contribute to the piece of art that is known as my life.